serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
All the decisions we think that we make and all these things that we think that we're doing, it's already written. And the Lord already know when I'm going to move from this place to that place. He already knew when that financial blessing is going to come. He already knew when this is going to. He already knew when sickness was going to come upon me. The Lord already know everything. God already knows. The only thing we need to do is have a life in Christ. Jesus, Jesus. We try to make things difficult, but if we come into Christ, he will lead us and he will direct us. Yeah. Listen, he said he made, verse 26, from one man, every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed time and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would, what, seek God. He put me where he put me, and the thing he wanted me to do when he put me somewhere was to seek him. Sometimes we get in certain situations, all he wants us to do is seek him. And he put us in a place for us to seek God. And perhaps they may grope for him or reach for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. We just said he's close as you take a, he's right there. He's not far from us. When I was in the world, I seen people get into some situations in the club and something happened in their life traumatically. And the first name they called, Jesus. Lord, I don't want to die. Help me, Lord. You think man don't know where he's supposed to be? The spirit of man on the inside of you know where he's supposed to be, but that's why the devil have to keep talking to us and talking to us and trying to convince us and entertain us not to come into our true heritage. Ah, Jesus. For in him we live and move and exist. Whether we're saint or sinner, in him we still live, move, and exist. He still give us life. He still give us strength to move around. He still give us the strength for us to be here. As even some of your poets have said, for we also are his children. And I said this earlier, one thing that we can count on is that we're going to leave this earth. Don't fool yourself. And the thing about it, we never know when that day is going to come. Scripture said it will come as a thief in the night. I mean, it may be my time when I put this microphone down and leave here today on my way home. I don't know. But I know that I need to know God. Listen. Another thing we can count on. If you don't know God, you can count on eternal damnation. See, we can choose this day who we're going to serve, what life we want. See, the devil don't tell you the end. The Lord, he let us know the end of salvation. He let us know the end of we're in the world. He let us know the end. Then he give us something called a choice. You make a decision. And we need to make a decision if we haven't to choose life. Choose a life in Christ. Choose a life in Christ. And Paul was so attached, he said this. He said, for me to live is Christ. What a statement. For me to live is Christ. That means if I'm alive, I'm serving God. And then he says something else. For me to die is gain. So either way, I'm good. If I'm alive, I'm good. I'm in Christ. If I'm alive, I'm good. I'm in Christ. And if I die, that's gain. I'm going to be with my Lord and Savior. For me, see, you have to say it personally. I can't say for any of you, nobody else. I can't say what's going to happen for you, but I can say for me, it is Christ. For me to live is Christ. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so we can learn something about God and know that he's in control and that he's still moving, that he's still blessing us. For me to live, and if I die today, it's gain. Matter of fact, the word of God tells us that we're supposed to rejoice when someone leaves this world. According to the word, he'd say, you know what? We got it backwards. When one is born, guess what? We rejoice, and he said, you ought to cry. What they coming into, you ought to really cry. They're coming into a life of sin. Cry and pray that they at some point in their life that they will find Christ. But if we're not saved in Christ and we do leave this earth, we don't have anything to rejoice about because we're headed to a life of eternal damnation. Well, it may not be like that. Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to take the chance. You're going to get me over there. Oh, man, I coulda, shoulda, woulda. That woulda, coulda, shoulda, whatever. No, I'm not even. No. No, there's nothing wrong with me living in Christ, living right, doing what the words say, putting my confidence in God. There's nothing wrong with that. Ain't no stress in my living right. I don't want to get over there and he tell me to part. Pastor Owens, I don't even know you. Oh. Now listen. And I'm closing right here. Ephesians 1, verse 7 through 11. Listen to what he said. We need Christ. Choose Christ. Verse 7, Ephesians 1 says, in him we have redemption through his blood. Isn't that something? What I received Christ, he paid for all my sins. Every last one of them. Matter of fact, when he redeemed me, he paid for those that I might make along the way. I've been redeemed. Have you been redeemed today? Listen, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the richness of his grace, the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. You think, oh, I'm in the favor of God. In all wisdom and insight, he made known his purpose in him. Now, let me say it again. He made known to us the mystery of his will. That's why we have his testament. The mystery of his will. He made known to us. We don't have to try to figure out what the will of God is. Just read the testament. Just read the book. He made known his mystery according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. Everything is about God. With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the time, that is the summing up of all things in Christ. Everything it should be wrapped up in Christ. Summing it up. Things in heavens and things on earth. Last verse, 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. Now, what it doesn't say is that I'm going to get an inheritance. It says I've already obtained an inheritance. Meaning what? Meaning I already have it. Already have it. I'm waiting on manifestation. As I walk this walk and deal with all the stress of life and all the issues that I must go through and all the things that we must face, I'm just waiting. Because God said that I have one, that means he's going to give me one. Then he said this, having been predestined. That means it's a time for it. I just have to live right until I get it. Just like if I wanted a toy when I was a kid, I just had to do right till Christmas. Along the way, if I made some mistakes, I had a window to get it right, an opportunity to try to break things in the eyes of my parents so I can get the presents that I wanted for Christmas. I had an opportunity, but if I didn't do it, sometime our parents, being the parents that they were, they would be parents of grace, that they still would give us things that we knew that we didn't deserve. And if we knew that if we didn't get the bicycle, we know why we didn't get it. Listen, the Lord say we have already obtained an inheritance, and it's been predestined. And it predestined according to what? His purpose. When I get it, it's going to be according to his purpose, not according to mine. I don't have anything to do with it but serve God. It's been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things. Wow. After the counsel of his will. Isn't that something? Each one of us here have counsel in Trinity concerning us as what's going to happen in my life. I know we put on the sad face and we go before him and we pull out before him and we ask things before him, but he's going to work all things according to the counsel of his will. So what I want to do is just please God. Isn't that something? It's not hard to open the door in Christ. All we have to do is receive him in our Lord and Savior and please him. Please God. You don't have to try to please man. If you please God, man will be satisfied. You don't have to worry about pleasing man if you're pleasing God. He tells us that even with hard taskmasters in the world. He said, you go ahead on and you do what you tell them to do. You do what they ask you to do. You do it because I got your back. I have you covered. And some of us on some jobs and don't like the boss, man. You know, you see it. Don't be trying to cut corners. Still do the best you can, knowing that God is going to reward. Let me tell you, it's been your inheritance has been predestined, meaning that you do have one. I don't care what it looks like.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.